Good afternoon. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Hi, Jasmine. This is Trajan. I heard about your program over the radio. Can I get a little more information about it?
Absolutely. It is a licensed home care agency, and we're looking for caregivers, and we're also accepting new participants. Are you a caregiver looking for work or a patient looking for services?
I was looking for services for my mom.
Okay. How old is your mom?
My mom just turned 76.
Okay, and does she have state insurance, Medicaid?
She has United Health, and she has one of the Medicaids. Yes, she has Medicaid. Yes, red, white, and blue.
No,
yes.
That's Medicare. Medicare doesn't cover the program, but we can check to see what she's eligible for, okay?
Okay.
What's your mom's first and last name?
First name, Shearlin.
Ms. Sherilyn?
Yes.
Was it Charlene?
Sherilyn.
Okay, good. And date of birth?
4/18/1950.
What county does she reside in?
Jackson.
And home address?
3701 Broadway Avenue, Kansas City, Missouri, 64111.
And you're going to be her attendant to get paid?
No, my sister.
What's your sister's name?
LaTonya, capital LaTonya. Last name Walker, WALKER.
A good number to reach her to send her the hiring application?
Her number is 816-457-8418.
All right, let's check to see what your mom has right now. One second. Is your mom with you right now?
No, I'm in Iowa. My mom's in Kansas City.
Okay. A good number to reach her.
My mom's number is 816-352-7588. And if you call her, you have to speak loudly because she probably won't have her ear and aids in.
Do you want to do a three-way with her on the line so I can see what kind of insurances she has?
Oh, I could tell you what insurance she has. She has United Health.
And what else?
Care. And she has the Medicaid, the one you said.
I need that DCN. I need that DCN number.
I can get that for you. Hold on for a second.
Take your time.
That DCN number?
Yes.
That would be on her.
It would be on her Mo Health Net card. It's an 8-digit number. No letters.
Okay. So she has Medicaid, and you said it's 3-6-5-6. Is it 060-70-990?
It could be. Is that 8 digits?
Yes, ma'am.
So 060709-90?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's your name?
Tracy,
correct?
Tracy.
Mm-hmm. Tracy, give me 1 second. I'm going to check for you right now, okay? I'll get back on the line. Please
Thank
hold.
You.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Medicaid. Medicare. What's it? Who is it? Know, I'm messing with them. Someone 45.
It looks like your mom is eligible for the referral, girl.
Okay.
Yep. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put in the referral. We're going, you know your mom's disabilities? Do you know what's wrong with her? What she needs help at home with?
She needs help. She...
Talk to me first a little bit about her disabilities. Like, disabilities are things she's been clinically, medically diagnosed with. So, for example, asthma, diabetes, cancers, heart, blood pressure, things like that. Tell me what's her,
diabetes,
what's wrong with her. Okay, diabetes. Go
diabetes,
ahead.
Diabetes, high blood pressure.
High blood pressure.
She has a stent in her heart.
Is that, wait. Is that, congestive heart failure?
Yes.
I'm going to put congestive heart failure.
Okay.
Go ahead. That's it? I mean, that is enough. That's enough. All right. Now, talk to me a little bit about her needs. What does she need help around the house with?
She needs help with getting her meds together and her laundry.
Any personal care? Dressing, grooming, bathing?
No, she dresses, groom, and bathe herself.
Tracy.
Yes.
The state, when they come into the home, they're going to ask her a series of questions. If she don't score high enough, she will not be eligible.
Okay.
They're looking for a level of care that to someone going into a nursing home.
Okay.
Meaning anything on the body, dressing, grooming, bathing, doing her hair, assisting her in and out the shower, is yes to that question.
Yes,
okay?
Ma'am. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
I want you to prep your mom too, okay? Because if she don't answer that, bless you, she won't score high enough. All right?
Yes, ma'am.
They're not just going to hire someone or pay someone just to come in and do laundry. She has to show a physical need, all right?
Yes, ma'am.
And how do we bypass that? By telling her, by saying things that you know she's going to need later on. So what are we doing? We're being proactive. We are, you know, identifying the needs that are going to be happening soon, all right? She needs assistance with dressing, grooming, bathing. She needs assistance with, you know, doing her hair. You understand the language we're using? So I want you to prep her for that. That's why I wanted her on the line. All right? But you got this, all right? I'm going to give you some information. I need you to write down, Tracy. Just let me know when you're ready. What I'm going to do today basically is I'm going to submit an online referral. The referral is going to get your mom online for an in-home assessment. That is when they come into the home and they do what's called an in-home assessment. They determine eligibility, days of care, and how many hours she gets based on that.
Okay. I'm ready.
The agency that's going to hire your sister and assist your mom onto services is called Deluxe Home Care. Deluxe is spelled D-E-L-U-X-E. My phone number is 314-501-2508. That's 314-501-2508. 2508. My name is Jasmine.
Okay, Jasmine.
All right. Now, what we're going to be doing is that we are going to be submitting the referral for the CDS program. Write the acronym down. CDS. It's short for Consumer Direct Support. That is the program that allows your mom to hire and fire at will and or choose who she wants in and out of her house and or to hire a friend, family, or trusted loved one.
Okay.
Has she ever had home care services in the past?
No, ma'am.
Okay. This is her first time applying.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you know if she has a spend down?
If she has a who?
A spend down on her Medicaid.
No, ma'am, I don't know.
Okay. Is she residing in a facility, a nursing home, an assisted living facility?
No, ma'am.
Is she currently in the hospital or any other medical facility?
No, ma'am.
Any mental health issues? Bipolar,
None.
Schizophrenic, depression?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Does she have a middle initial?
R.
R for?
Renee.
Ethnicity and race. What does she identify herself as?
She's African American.
Okay. Sex, female, male, other?
Female.
You know, now we have to ask that, unfortunately. I'm sorry. Date of birth is April 18th, 1950.
Yep.
Got it. Has the person being referred or an immediate member ever served in the United States Air Forces or
No,
Armed
ma'am.
Forces? Okay.
No, ma'am.
And your mom's address is 3701 Broadway Avenue, Kansas City, 64111. Do you have an apartment number or is that a home?
Apartment number 204.
And she's in Jackson County, correct?
Correct.
Zip code 64111.
Yes, ma'am.
Is the mailing address same as the physical?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you want to list an alternative phone number?
For my number, 515-587. 2290.
Okay. And then is your mom able to self-direct? Can she speak on her own? Can she make her own decisions? Okay, good. Because they're going to determine coherency, and she has to have coherency in order for her to qualify for the program, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Your mom's primary language, is it English?
Yes, ma'am.
Any secondary languages?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Any communication needs? Hard of hearing, hard of seeing, you know.
She is hard of hearing.
Does she wear hearing aids?
She's supposed to. She has them.
Remember when the state comes into the home, we're working on the hearing aids, getting her used to them, getting her adapted to it. If she doesn't have them, we're working on scheduling an appointment for them. All right? We want to stretch out her disabilities as much as possible, okay?
Got it.
Does your mom have a guardian or authorized representative? We're going to put no, because she could self-direct.
Yes. All right. No.
Good. Married, divorced, never married, separated, widowed. What's her
widowed.
Marital status? Okay.
Widowed.
Lives alone or with someone?
Lives alone.
Okay. Household size?
2-bedroom apartment.
Just one? One house?
Two.
One? Two people Two residing bedroom. In the home? No. How
one
many
person.
People? One person. There you go. All right. She lives alone, yes. Primary medical conditions, diabetic. high blood pressure. Congestive heart failure. And you said stencils inserted, correct?
Mm-hmm. Stents. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, stencil, stents. How do you, S-T-N-C-E, right? Stent, no.
Mm-hmm.
Stents. Yeah, S-T-E-C. Stents inserted. And we're going to be asking for hands-on personal care, household cleaning-related tasks, essential transportation, correct?
Correct.
Like someone to run her errands, your sister could get paid to run her errands or take her to run her own errands, okay?
Correct.
Okay. When they come over to do the assessment, your mom needs deluxe information in front of her, okay? Because she has to be able to spell out the name of the agency. Give them my phone number and my name, all right?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes. Can my sister be there?
Yes, she can.
Okay. Okay.
All right. I'm submitting the referral in now. I'm going to also be sending this information over to our coordinators here. They're going to reach out to your sister to further her along in the hiring process. In the meantime, you want to reach out to your mom so it doesn't catch her off guard. Hey, mom, I called the agency Deluxe Home Care. I need you to write down this information so you can have it. They're going to reach out to you. We put in a request online. The request is averaging anywhere between 2 weeks, not including weekends and holidays from the moment that we put it in. So you're looking at a call back the week of the 25th, possibly.
Okay.
Once they get assigned, they're going to call her to schedule the in-home assessment. That is when they mm-hmm. come into the home and they determine eligibility, days of care, and how many hours she gets, like I said earlier. All right. Before her assessment date, call me. Let me know so I can add it to the notes and I can prep you what to say during the assessment. All right?
Sounds, yes.
All right, Tracy. Do you have any other questions for me?
What does the hourly rate look like?
So once we get her approved, because we pay overtime, I can't give it to you over the phone until we know. But your sister's looking to be making anywhere between 13 to 15 an hour, depending on the rates that, you know, the overtime rates. All right?
Yes. Thank you.
Absolutely, Tracy. Welcome on board, okay? Call me if you need me.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. Bye-bye.